Hello, this is Jeffrey Burns, editor-in-chief of Medscape Nephrology. While reading that preeminent scientific journal, the New York Times, a few days ago, I ran across an article that was quite interesting to me. The article was titled, Kidneys Made in Lab, Seen as a Step to Human Transplants. This article describes a study that was published online in Nature Medicine that details the use of rat kidneys that are decellularized, so all the cells are removed, leaving behind just an extracellular matrix scaffold. They then recellularized with endothelial cells and epithelial cells that matrix scaffold and generated a new rat kidney. Really fascinating to read how this happened and the processes that were undertaken to make this happen. They actually took this regenerated organ and implanted it in rats and hooked it up to the vascular supply and showed that it made urine. Now, it's not a normal kidney by any means. There's quite a large degree of albuminuria, glucosuria, electrolyte reabsorption and handling by the nephron is impaired, as is urine concentration, and the creatinine and urea clearances were quite low compared to a normal kidney. But nonetheless, this seems like an incredibly exciting first step to the potential of generating a truly functional, regenerated kidney down the road. And I can just imagine at some point in the future, somebody would store scaffolds for human kidneys on a shelf, and when needed, rather than having to harvest a cadaveric organ or an organ from a living donor, you would just generate a new one. Well, obviously, we're very, very long way from that. It may be, certainly years or decades if it ever happens. But it's really quite exciting, and again, it's an interesting paper to read. I'd suggest you pick it up. It's from Nature Medicine. The first author is Jeremy Song, S-O-N-G. The senior author is Harold C. Ott, O-T-T, from the Mass General. Again, a very interesting and exciting new development in our field. Thank you for listening. This is Jeffrey Burns, editor-in-chief of Medscape Nephrology.